Good morning, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets this morning. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we come back right after this. Got a New Year's resolution? At P&K, ours is to keep supplying you with the hardest working John Deere equipment and the best deals around. So if your resolution is to save, how about saving thousands on a new 6M or 6R utility tractor? Or maybe 0% for 60 months is more your style. Get the details at pkequipment.com. And remember, in Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Offer expires 2/2/15, subject to approved credit. Cash retail bonuses may not be stackable with finance offer. Other offers available. Some restrictions apply. See P&K for details.
Next time you find a good deal on farm equipment, get a good deal on the financing too. Right now you'll find fixed rates as low as 3.5% from AgDirect at your ag equipment dealer. That's 3.5%. AgDirect features easy applications, fast credit decisions, and is offered by Farm Credit of East Central Oklahoma. People who understand agriculture. Subject to approval, restrictions may apply. Rates may change. Ask your local dealer for details.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. And Tom, let's talk about the livestock futures here today. We finished with a nice day on Wednesday. It was dismal on Wednesday, and then you have come back and had a real nice day yesterday as the livestock futures finished higher across the board yesterday.
Well, Dave, as you was recounting there, it has been a very interesting and could be termed wild week of trading in the cattle. And yesterday was no exception, as we had up and down yo-yo type trading throughout the session, but we closed on a positive note. That was the good news. The best gains took place in the feeder cattle. We saw cattle futures still bouncing around mostly on technical type trading rather than following the cash fundamentals. Now, we did see the lean hogs also close positive yesterday. We saw choice box beef down 64 cents, select boxes down $1.17, and a total movement of 181 loads. Cattle kill 109,000 head. Cash feeder index was up $1.09. That's the third straight session of the feeder index being higher. On the close, we saw the April live cattle 2 cents higher, March feeders $1.55 higher, and April lean hogs were up 67 cents.
We'll check the grains in just a moment.
Cattle producers, another superior chance to buy some great cattle coming Friday, February 13th. It'll be broadcast live on Dish Network, Satellite 232, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. It starts 8 a.m. Central Time this Friday morning. 21,500 head to be offered, including 5,350 yearling steers, 2,100 yearling heifers, 8,300 weaned calves. If you like details about the lots that are going to be sold, you can call Superior 800-422-2117 or go to SuperiorLivestock.com.
Well, Tom, let's take a look at these grain futures now here today. And wheat futures continue to struggle a little bit, so does corn. And the soybeans, though, had a pretty decent day yesterday.
That's right, Dave. The entire soybean complex traded and closed positive yesterday, while corn and wheat closed on negative side and traded mostly negative yesterday. The weekly export sales were good for the soybeans and the corn both, and news overnight has been non-existent, but trading volume has been very good, and prices have been holding mostly on a positive note. Now, after today's close, we have a three-day weekend with Monday being President's Day, and there will be no ag markets trading on Monday. At the moment, we are looking at the March KC wheat a half a penny higher. March corn is also up a half a penny. March soybeans trading 3.5 higher. The March cotton is up 11 points. March crude oil $1.30 higher. March dollar index is 15 cents higher. And the March Dow Jones futures currently 35 points higher.
Well, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time today, as always. And you have a nice weekend. We'll visit with you again on Monday. And that's going to wrap it up for us here this morning. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.